Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And it was really heralded the start of yet another outdoor season in Irish athletics, and we're moving on from that now. But let's talk about the two athletes. Mark English, of course, he was in the Diamond League in Doha. A major world-class field, won by an Algerian. He finished seventh. The story of the race was, you know, he was hanging on in those early, in that early stages of those early laps, and then made a kick, you know, which he's very very proficient at. He kicked for home and got himself up into seventh. So, look, the main thing, really, and the main aspect of the race is that he was in the race, that it was a world-class race, that he learned so much from it. And one of the things that people may not understand that are not involved in the sport, you know, to get an elite athlete needs so many different aspects in the background. And one of them is to get the opportunity to race at a serious, serious high level. And, you know, and to learn and to get beaten and to win and to experience athletes that are at that level. And this is the advantage that Mark has right now. He's getting into those races. Ricky Sims is the man who provides that opportunity for him, and that opportunity is very, very, very important. And in talking to Ricky a few weeks ago when he was home, you know, he guaranteed me that yes, he will be in pretty much all of the leading races this summer. So, you know, leading to the World Championships, it gives him an opportunity to qualify for the World Championships. So his season has begun, a big, big opportunity at the weekend there in Doha and Friday evening. And his season is underway, and a 1:48 for him, a 1:46 odd for the Algerian. A Kenyan was second, and another Algerian was third. So it was a key race, a key opportunity, and the season is now underway for Mark English. So we look forward to when he's next in action, and we'll bring it to you here when that happens. So that's Mark English. Last night in LA, which you know, I always find it difficult because it's an 8-hour time gap and these races are held in the States sometimes, and you know, it's in the middle of the night and you only get to tell the story when everybody wakens up in the morning. But yet again, it was a great, a positive story from Roisin. She's just beginning her outdoor season, and after having had a good indoor season and after dealing with a lot of injuries and sickness, you know, athletics at that level, you know, the balance between being 100% healthy and just been off colour, or indeed picking up something, or a slight injury, or anything, you just unbalance you so much. But she was healthy. She got to the line in LA, Continental Silver meeting, which means World Athletics Continental Silver. That's quality racing. Anybody that's in those races are of serious international standard. And she finished in a new Donegal record of 15:26.32, which improves her own Donegal record, and again puts her up there with the best of Irish athletes over the years. So a big, big performance from her. She was disappointed that, you know, when we did get to talk when she got out of bed this morning, that really that she really was disappointed with her last mile, that she wasn't able to stay with the pace that she set herself. But look, she's going to come back into action in June, and she's looking forward and hopefully qualifying for the World Championships, you know, later in the season. So that's in Budapest. So look, it was all positive for both athletes. Positive in the sense that, you know, you have to look for improvement, and that's where that's at this weekend. So those two athletes are underway. Ilish, Roisin's sister, is just a slight injury at the moment, so we're going to have to wait till later in the summer to see her come out. And both of them, of course, will come back for the National Senior Championships, so we look forward to that as well. So a very, very exciting summer ahead for both Roisin Flanagan and Mark English and the other Donegal athletes. So the season is underway, and we're looking at an open meet on Friday evening at Finn Valley at 5:30. Just come along in the evening. It caters for age groups under 8 right through to under 14. It's on the website there and on the Facebook, so people can just turn up and enter. It's an opportunity again for athletes, young athletes that have done the school's athletics, to get some more experience before they go into the county finals again back at Finn Valley on May 17th. So it's an opportunity. And then we have the Donegal age group championships from 12 to 19 in Letterkenny on Sunday. And the only criticism I have of that is the program is just way, 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 way too much. It's going to be a long, long, long day. So basically the timetable is going to be vital for that one. And parents, coaches, everybody needs to make themselves aware of the timetable, because they could be in for a long, long day in Letterkenny next weekend, because there's just way too many events on the programme. But let's hope for the best that they can get through it in quick time. So that's it. We're looking forward to the competition building up. We had district schools during the week as well. Of course, a lot of those have qualified for the Ulster Schools Finals. Again, that's exciting at that level of the sport, and we'll bring you the outline of that whenever it happens in a couple of weeks' time. So that's it. Mark English, Russell Flanagan, underway, and the outdoor season, track and field in Ireland, underway as well.